Let's check in with Kim Miles with a look at Aussie NWFL for round two. Good morning to you, Kim.
And good morning to you, Lee.
Kicking things off with that rivalry, healthy one between these two sides. Devonports will take on the Birdie Dockers at the Devonport Oval tomorrow afternoon at 2:20.
They certainly will. And Devonport, after a handy win over La Trobe last week, will welcome Birdie to the Devonport Oval for their clash with last year's Premiers. Now, the Magpies have made three changes, losing Bain and Lowe and Lachlan Cohen, and who have Tassie Devils duties, and they've omitted Jack Forster. Into the Devonport lineup come Alex Cousins-Hampton and Jaden Wicks, along with debutant Fletcher Kelly. The Dockers, after a big win against Ulverston, regained champion midfielder Rudy Barrett, who will replace youngster Seth Campbell. The Magpies will be hoping that big Jacob Marshall can get the get over his ruck counterpart and Tyrone Morrison to give his midfielder brigade of Quade Byard, Ryan Kelly and Clay Simons first use of the ball, and in turn give Joey Chaplin, Caleb Van Buren and Kurt Mason enough opportunities to post a winning score. However, with Tom Hislop, Nick McKenna and Harry Walters all in top form last week in the Dockers' forward half, I'm opting for Burnie to come away with the 4 points after another spirited contest between these two great rivals.
So Burnie to defeat Devonport at Devonport Oval tomorrow afternoon for you. What about this game at Dial Park, the Penguin Two Blues at home to the La Trobe Dees?
Yeah, Penguin take on La Trobe, and they've made two changes to the side that's lost narrowly to Wynyard last week. The Two Blues have lost consistent on-baller Sam Moore, who has sustained a serious finger injury, along with Lachlan Blakemore, who will miss due to Tassie Devils commitments. Into the Penguin team come veteran defender Willie Dow and follower Jonty Lanham. La Trobe, after a spirited Easter Friday effort against Devonport, were unable to consider Kurt Hansen, Ethan Flack or Mitchell Perry at selection and have replaced that trio with Jacob Woodcock and brothers Blake and Tristan Weeks. Penguin were undisciplined at times last week, which ultimately cost them a victory over Wynyard. However, the Two Blues unearthed two promising recruits in former Ulverston and Devonport youngster Declan Lee and Burnie centre half forward Joel O'Donnell, who was solid overhead. With Jack Templeton already in fine form, aided by Maverick Willer, Luke Viney and Luke Russell, Penguins should have too much firepower for a Spirit of La Trobe, who will rely heavily on key forwards Rory Gurr, Josh Newson and Jesse Richardson to give them a chance. Maverick Weller's team showed enough last week to suggest that they've improved immensely from last year, and they would be firm favourites, you would think, Lee, tomorrow.
Penguin to get back on the winners list and open up their 2021 campaign tomorrow at 2:20 at Dial Park with a win over La Trobe. And the third game is at the Ulverston Recreation Ground. Now, this starts at 4:20 between the Ulverston Robins and the Wynyard Cats.
It certainly does, and Ulverston, after a lucky showing against Burnie last week at West Park, will welcome Wynyard to the Robins' nest. The Robins have made just the one change, with Rhys Clark replacing Ben Dawson, who will return to the reserves. Wynyard has included defender Harry McIver, who replaces Jordan England, who will miss this week due to a striking suspension against Penguin. The Cats may also consider the inclusion of star on-baller Zane Murphy, who has recovered from a pre-season injury. Stephen French's young Robins outfit showed considerable promise last week against Burnie, and should not be discounted with the likes of Brandon Howard, Travis Davies, Jamie Shepherd and Dominic Hay all capable around goal. Cats coach Bo Sharman would have been more than satisfied with the efforts of recruit Sharon Egger and the high-marking Stuart Turner, who kicked four goals apiece against Penguin. With Sam Gleeson, Callum Kabicki and veterans Alan O'Sine and Zach Smith also handy in the front half, Wynyard should be too accomplished at this stage for Ulverston, so Cats for me on that one.
In the NWFL women's competition, Ulverston will be at home to Wynyard, Penguin at home to La Trobe. Devonport have the bye. And let's look at the AFL. The round started last night. It was a nail-biter, 3-point win to Sydney over Essendon, and it promises to be a mouth-watering contest tonight, Kim. Friday night football at the Adelaide Oval. Two sides that lost last weekend will be squaring off, Port Adelaide and Richmond. Your thoughts?
A rematch of last season's preliminary final when Richmond defeated Port Adelaide by 6 points on their way to another premiership. The Tigers have made five changes this week, with McIntosh and Prestia out injured, while Port Adelaide have axed ruckman Peter Laddams. I would think Port looked too settled, and with a match on home turf in front of their engaging supporters, I'm selecting the Power to get home by a couple of goals.
So we're inviting everyone to get out and about and support good local footy on the North West Coast.
Yep, thanks once again, Lee.